It is 9:51, and it is not candles in a bottle of wine, but amorous deer tend to like young trees. They rub their antlers or chew the bark of young trees. And you're wondering, how do I protect my trees? Well, joining us live now is the love doctor himself, WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. So when the deer are in the mood for love, how do we keep them from ruining the trees?
The only people who love deer are wearing camo and carrying something really large, hoping to eat venison all winter long, guys. Each deer eats 6 to 8 pounds of plant material a day, and they prefer our plant material to the stuff out in the woods. You know, we generally don't think of trees as being deer-prone, but during the first 3 years of their life, the trees are still supple and green, and the bark is very tasty for rabbits and deer who want to chew on it during hard times. But a lot of the worst damage is done, you are right, when deer are, quote, rutting, when the male deer are getting ready to go to the prom, and they're also rubbing what's called velvet off of their antlers, getting this covering off their antlers. But they're marking their territory, they're getting the velvet off, and they are kicking the butt.
Don't you feel so cheap talking about
this? Trees.
Hey, a 10-point buck just called the newsroom and told you to mind your own business.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And plant more young trees, right?
So what do we do to keep the trees safe from this?
Really simple. Every garden center sells what are called commercial tree guards or tree wraps. They're things you wrap around the base of the tree going up about 4 foot. You put them on around Halloween. You take them off around Easter. Very important if you're going to cowboy this to do it yourself, that you not use anything that bites into the bark of the tree. The best homemade protection is to make a circle of chicken wire that's a little bit bigger than the tree, and then just let that loosely stay around the base of the tree so that nothing can get at it. But remember, rabbits are going to go for it down low. So you want to go all the way to the ground, and you want to go up around 4 or 5 feet.
Good stuff, Mike McGrath. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Our garden editor, Mike McGrath.